KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
We featured Portland's Rose City Book Pub and owner Elise Schumach previously on KBOO's News In Depth. Elise had the idea of combining books and beer in her shop, an idea that's proven very popular here in Portland since the pub's opening in November 2018. In addition to the shelves of used books and a tap list focused on Northwest beers, Rose City Book Pub hosts regular events such as readings, live music, book clubs, fundraisers, and study groups, and they've recently added a weekly comedy night, the Cram Comedy Showcase, which takes place every Sunday night at 7:30. To find out more, we welcome Thomas Lundy, Portland-based comedian and host of the Cram Comedy Showcase. Thomas, thanks for coming into KBOO.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. I know you had a show last night.
Yeah, so actually, last night's show was the first show that I had to have someone co-host for me because I just got back from doing some shows in San Francisco. So I was traveling around for a little bit, and I had one of my great friends host the show in my stead, and he was just so excited with it. And to see that location, I think everybody is always so impressed with that area when they walk in there, how unique it is and how cool it is. And that's actually how I discovered it. I did a fundraiser comedy showcase in that space, and immediately after, I was sitting there talking to another one of the comedians, and we were just like, isn't this one of the coolest little places you've ever seen in Portland?
And
like, yeah, it really is. And I was like, what a great place to have a comedy showcase. And so Elise, she's so great. I asked her about it, and she was very receptive to putting it on. And so we've been doing it for about a month now, just trying to build up, pick up some steam, and trying to show everybody. Really, I was so interested in it just because I wanted to show everybody that comedy can be done in so many unique types of venues, and that really makes the experience sometimes. It's comedy to me is all about the moment, you know, the moment, and you really have to be there. And a place like that, you know, it really is just, it's magnified by how unique it is when you see somebody in there performing.
Yeah, when we had Thomas, when we had Elise on the show, she mentioned she was searching for a long time to find a location for the pub, and she found this really nice close-in northeast location. I think it used to be an Irish pub, and then she's done quite a bit of refurbishing inside. And, of course, during the events, you're not going to be able to go to the side and read quietly. But most of the time, but of course, you're probably there to see the events.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you have the option of sitting at the bar and having a drink and talking to people, or there's nooks and crannies around where you can just quietly work and read.
That's one of the coolest things about that, those little nooks and crannies.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, actually, there's no rooms, but they actually do kind of function like little rooms in that area. And sometimes I'll be there putting up posters or something, and I'll turn my head around one of the corners, and there'll be somebody in like a corner that I didn't even know was there. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. It's really intuitively designed. I love it.
Now, where did you play in San Francisco? What clubs?
Recently just went down there for something called the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. And that was my first time traveling that long of a distance and having the experience of having to go and stay in a hotel for a couple of days and, you know, doing something like that so far away from where I normally do comedy. And it was a really great experience. And I always say that, like I said about this, comedy is so much about the experiences that you have and like the moment that you share with those people, and sometimes the moment that you share with yourself. So it was really cool for me to be able to stretch my wings a little bit and to find out like how I fared being so far away from home for so long.
How'd you fare?
It was really fun. It was really interesting. I did a lot of keeping myself busy, you know, and I think that's a really healthy thing to put yourself through sometimes, to keep yourself busy, to when you're like, oh, I should read a new book, or I should watch a movie I've never seen before, something like that, you know, or going for a walk and checking out the city.
Now, I've looked up your schedule in the past, and you've played Corvallis. In fact, you had a comedy showcase there too, I think.
Yeah.
Bend in Oregon, of course, Welch's in Oregon, and then Camas, Washington. San Francisco, I guess, as you said, it was the farthest away and the first time you actually stayed overnight at a location. Was the audience any different than the Pacific Northwest audiences?
I think
less white, maybe.
The city itself was a little more culturally diverse. That was one thing that I was pointing out, because I'm originally from Philadelphia. So walking around there, I was telling one of my friends, I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of Philadelphia. I mean, it's a little bit more colorful and yeah, and more expensive, but it definitely had a very metropolitan feel to it with the West Coast twist. The audiences, though, I would say, I think they're just excited to see some, when they know that you've gone so far to be there, people are so excited to see you, you know, and they're just so appreciative and receptive of what it is that you're bringing to them.
Is it the same material that you use in the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, and Washington State? Did you change things at all for a San Francisco audience?
No. However, I think I do have one joke where I talk about the first time I visited San Francisco. It wasn't for comedy, but the first time I visited San Francisco, I kind of made fun of the city. I wrote a joke making fun of the city, just how expensive everything was. So I left that out when I was there. But other than that,
I don't think it's news there, though.
Yeah, I could've.
They all complain about that.
Yeah.
Now you do some political humor. I looked at some of your routines online, mm-hmm. and you had one on euphemisms. You were mentioning euphemism, of course, is a nicer way to say something.
Oh yeah.
And you had the use, for example, the use of lone wolf instead of white terrorist. And
right, yeah.
I was wondering, do you have to kind of tamp back on that occasionally, depending on the audience? I don't know if a Welch's audience is the same as a Portland or a San Francisco audience, certainly not politically.
You know what? Actually, that joke, I was in Welch's, I was doing that, and one of the gentlemen right up in front of the audience, like to my left, immediately as I turned, I could see that he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And that guy was right there. And but one thing about comedy that I try to embody is to just, like, you know, if you wrote it and you know that, you know, what you're doing is a joke and it's what you believe in and these are your words as an artist, then go for it, you know. And the audience will either enjoy it or they won't. And so I was telling one joke, about to start that one, and I turn over and I see that gentleman, and I was like, am I really gonna do it? And in a split second, I had that moment that just says, no, you know what, you have to stand by the jokes that you've written.
All right.
And I think if you embody that and you are on stage, one thing that's so important in comedy is to just make sure everybody knows you're having a great time, you're having fun, you know, and what you're doing is trying to entertain and tell jokes that even if they don't necessarily agree per se with what you're saying, they can still see that, like, oh, you know what? This is funny. I'm enjoying this, you know?
Was that the reaction of the man in the hat?
He did smile. So
okay.
He did crack a smile.
He didn't throw a drink or leave
or
anything like that. Okay, well, that's a victory.
Yeah, I chalk that up as a victory.
Now, you mentioned, Thomas, growing up in Philadelphia, and I know you went to college in Florida, North Florida. How'd you get to Portland?
So when I was in college in North Florida, I originally was studying philosophy and political science. I wanted to be a politician. You know, I wanted to be the next great Bernie Sanders or something. But sort of along the lines, I realized that there's so much involved with politics that if I really want to just help people and make people smile, I would rather just go do comedy and it would be more fun and I would have more freedom. So when I was about 19, I wanted to drop out and go be a comedian, but my parents wouldn't let me. And I just told them, you know what, as soon as I graduate, I'm going to find a way to go be a comedian on the West Coast.
Did you do any shows, open mics while you were in college then, or just kind of put it aside?
I looked around desperately in Jacksonville for open mics. That's where I live, but I couldn't find too many.
There's no comedy scene there then?
Not really.
Oh my, a college town, you'd figure.
Yeah, you would really figure. I mean, I could imagine it probably would have been way different had I started in Jacksonville.
So you started out here. Did you start in Corvallis then?
When I lived in Corvallis, no, but I had this thing I would do is there were a lot of student-run plays and productions, and I would audition for them, knowing that I wouldn't be able to get the part because, you know, I wasn't enrolled in school. But just the practice of going and taking part in the audition was good enough to, like, work out those performance muscles. So that was what I did, and occasionally I would do, like, poetry open mics, but not a lot of comedy while I was there.
So what was the first comedy appearance?
The first comedy appearance for me was, I actually have it written down somewhere. It's February 12th, 2016. I went up the day after I moved to Portland. I was ready. I knew, as soon as I get to Portland, I got to start doing comedy. I can't waste any more time. So actually had a friend. I met a guy online. I moved into his apartment, and his friend helped us all move up. And while we were riding there, he goes, "Hey, you look kind of funny. You ever think about doing open mics?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm actually moving here to be a comedian." He's like, "Oh, I'm a comedian. Let's go an open mic tomorrow." And that was my very first one. Never.
And you had material already, or did you kind of write furiously before you were?
I had been writing. I think I'd been writing for years. Uh-huh. I fell into comedy because I wanted to be like a writer of just anything. I love words. That's why I love the book pub so much.
So who was your model as comedians? Kind of the Bernie Sanders of comedians that you followed?
Well, I really do love Larry David, and it's strange. I love this show Seinfeld that I've seen it front to back probably hundreds of times by now, but it's comforting almost to a point. I can go go home and sit down and watch reruns of that show, and it's almost like speaking to an old family friend. It relaxes me. I did a lot of that in San Francisco in the hotel room.
And was his type of material then something like observational comedy?
Absolutely.
Because you're all over the place. You do some political, some observational, and kind of personal anecdotes. And
yeah, I think I do try to, even when I'm doing something political, I try to keep an observational, like when I look at something and I make a comment on it, it's because everything in my act is trying to like break down what I find silly about life in general. So, you know, if it's a story about me, it's like, isn't it kind of, when you look at the minutiae of how life works, kind of like in Seinfeld, isn't it ridiculous? And that's the theme of so much of my material.
Show about nothing.
But
it's funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how do you go about recruiting the comics for your Cram Comedy Showcase? Portland's got a pretty vibrant scene, doesn't it?
Portland does have a really vibrant scene. And one reason I was so interested and excited about starting this showcase is because we've had a lot of really great comedians move on to, you know, bigger and brighter things, and that's great for them. So there's
Ron Funches, Ian Carmel.
Mm-hmm. Recently, Mohanad El Sheikhi moved
Los Angeles
or New York, and Jake Silberman is a good friend of mine. He'll be moving soon. But if you're into comedy and you live in Portland, now is a great time to find your new favorite comedian, because there's going to be a lot of great people coming up in the next couple of years and months. And yeah, it's just a really exciting time for that.
And you'll be trying to get some of them
to perform. Yeah, so what I do is, you know, I go to probably any open mic I can find. I'm always out there. Like every night after this, I have to go host my own open mic. And I'm watching. I'm always watching for someone who's new and promising. And I try to keep a really good mental black book of who the comedians around are, and I'll reach out to people. I'll go, "Oh, hey, you know, I saw you doing comedy. Are you interested in doing a showcase?" And then usually have people send me their tapes and go from there. But yeah,
Be a really welcome venue for local comedians, because I think it's a very respectful audience, and they want to enjoy themselves, but it's not like they're getting blind drunk there. And
exactly. And no one's too rowdy, because everyone's got, like, you can see when they're in there, everyone has like a book that they closed in order to watch you do comedy. Yeah.
This better be funnier
right,
than the book.
Right, a little
I'm
bit
reading.
Of pressure. Yeah.
Now, what's that open mic tonight then? I want to talk a little bit about your other projects.
Oh, okay. So I also run an open mic on Monday night, every Monday at 9 o'clock, at the Life of Riley Tavern downtown.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's in the Pearl District, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And that's it's cool because it's in the basement bar area that they have in that space. And there's something about having to change elevation to do comedy. It makes you feel cooler, you know, if you have to go upstairs or downstairs in a venue.
And one last thing, because we've just got about a minute or so left, but you and fellow stand-up Chris Johnson, you also host a weekly podcast, Blurdy Talk, and Blurdy is a mix of black and nerd.
Yes, black nerds with the blurds. Absolutely. That is I'm glad you brought it up. That's like my favorite thing to do because I grew up playing video games. I love reading. I love movies, and I'm really into anime. And what we do is just every week, me and him sit down and we just go through. It's like, hey, what did you watch this week? Or like, what game are you playing? And we've got this rapport built up from me and him have been friends for years. So our conversations go from, you know, just TV shows we've watched to life experiences to like deeper comedy theories and ideas and things like that. It's so fun for me to do.
Oh, well, great. Well, Thomas, the next Cram Comedy Showcase, that takes place next Sunday and
next
every Sunday.
And every Sunday.
So that's at the Rose City Book Pub starting at 7:30. And where can listeners find out more about these events and some of your other projects?
Well, I recommend follow me on Instagram at Lundigras, LUNDIGRAS. You can also follow me on Facebook. Or you can look up Blurdy Talk on Spotify. I'm always talking about the events at the end of every episode that comes out weekly. And follow the show Cram Comedy on Instagram as well. That's CRAMCOMEDY, Cram Comedy. And yeah, just I try my best to post everything everywhere as much as I can. Yeah.
And again, thanks for coming into
Thank you so much for
having
me.
All about this. We've been talking with Thomas Lundy, Portland-based stand-up comedian and host of the Cram Comedy Showcase, which takes place every Sunday night, 7:30, Rose City Book Pub. That's at 1329 Northeast Fremont Street. And in addition to Thomas's Facebook and Instagram, you can also get more information at the Rose City Book Pub website, rosecitybookpub.com.
And it's free.
And it's
That's
free.
Right. Donation, whatever you have.
This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.